Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I always find it best, the things that we talk about in real life are usually more interesting than the stuff we conjure up here.
And agree.
Yeah, we sort of had, and even though this ended up being sort of a basketball thing.
Maybe not more interesting to everybody else, but more interesting to us.
At the end of the day, if it's more interesting to us, then I think we'll just generally transmit a more interesting conversation. But as I want to do with my sort of overly sarcastic, cynical view of things, I was poking around with you today about there not being a shoot-around today. Shoot-around is a really interesting issue as to when to do it, when not to do it, but because it's a 6 o'clock game here local, no shoot-around, whereas if it's a 7 o'clock game, you generally do it. And I was wondering, is it 6:26? Is it 6:42? What's the magical moment at which there isn't one? But this is really a bigger picture, more fascinating question, right, of when to have one and when not.
Well, you didn't factor in size of ballroom.
Okay.
The size of ballroom allows you to do more stuff. We had two ballrooms today, so we had a huge room to walk through.
Excellent.
And do both offensive and defensive things. Sometimes you get into a smaller place, and it's not as easy to do that. Certainly you can, but it was a good setup. The other thing is we had a day in between games, and we actually practiced very light yesterday. So we did what we would want to do normally on a shoot-around in two meetings, both 30 minutes instead of one 1-hour meeting.
Do you put tape on the floor? Do you do that whole thing with the...
Phil Lynch puts tape on the floor.
That's awesome.
And I don't know when that started. We may have put the paint down or just the rectangle there, but when I was at Butler, but we never did anything else. Like, we don't have the 3-point line and the hash marks and some of these. I've seen some of these colleges and college managers put together these pretty exquisite courts.
I can't believe no one's invented that yet, but maybe that's where we'll make our fortune when we're done here with this. You referred to the comeback the other night as what you can get done when you just hit singles and not try to hit home runs. Is that a fair description of the majority of these come-from-behind wins over the last couple of years?
Most of them. I think when you have that mindset where you're so competitive that you're trying to hit home runs, then inevitably you can cut it to 6, and then you know you make a play or two that really hurts you, and they push it back out to 10, 12, and then it's hard to come back. But if you just stay in the mindset of winning the next possession, then I think you've got a chance to win. There's a lot of game left when you're in the middle of the third quarter and you're down 19 in the NBA. As you know, we see those leads flip-flop all the time, and with the three-pointer being what it is, they can really, really dissipate fast. So, you know, we just wanted to stay the course. We weren't as bad as the score up till that point, but we were better than we were before in the last 20 minutes, and that allowed us to win the game.
The locker room was generally excited, the bench, to see Gershon have the performance he had in the second half. And what's interesting, we're talking about shoot-arounds and the practice time, and because of the roster being the way it is, you haven't really had the luxury. He's not going to be in the G League. So it's harder for him, it seems to me, to stay ready to improve. And yet, P.J. Dozier has this huge game today because he's playing, but Gershon has to improve without really getting to play, which I thought made that even more impressive the other night.
Yeah, but the difference is he played on the day we got into Memphis. Those guys went over to the practice facility and played 3-on-3 and did so for a little bit of time, and I think that those things help. You know, those things add up. Not everybody sees them, but that was an optional shooting, and a lot of times guys that don't play go and get in extra work. Sometimes when you come to the NBA arenas early, as you know, you're sitting there, the guys that don't play very many minutes usually get in some competitive part of their workout. So usually it's 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 or whatever the case may be. And that's all in an attempt to keep them ready when their time comes. And with Al on a minutes restriction, this has been hard to manage, you know, because, you know, I'm trying to keep him right at around 25 during regulation. And that has not been easy because we've been playing big teams. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do tonight. We don't know their starting lineup yet. But, you know, if they go Aldridge Gasol, we're looking at another big team.
Yeah, or Aldridge Pirtle or whatever they decide to do. Yeah, it feels like the Spurs have probably changed some things up defensively the last few weeks, and we'll get to that if we have time. But they've pretty much been elite offensively from the start of the year, and I don't think anyone has to close their eyes too much to picture what DeMar DeRozan has done before he got into the system the last couple of years.
I get such a kick out of though. I've been asked a few times about you know how he looks here, and I was like, man, he was good before too. He's been good no matter where he's been. But this is a good example of a guy that, you know, has just been allowed to soar with his strengths since he's been here. You know, it's a testament to him. It's a testament to Pop and their coaching staff and putting those guys in position to succeed. It's an interesting dynamic because in their first unit, they hunt matchups a little bit more where, you know, they look to post Aldridge in an advantage. They look to get DeMar DeRozan switched onto a guard in the post or drive a slower guy on the perimeter, whatever the case may be. And then their second unit comes in and they are just flying and they are moving a million miles an hour, and you have to do your very best to stay underneath them and keep up with them. Both really hard to do.
They play fast, and they've got shooters, obviously Bertans and Mills. And
they pick up in pressure, and the game gets faster. It's like two different games within the game.
A lot of people, and truth be told, I can be one of them from time to time, that get caught up in the cult of personality around Greg Popovich. And everyone says he's a great coach, but no one – I was interesting listening to your pregame, because I think you've probably got more detailed questions about Greg Popovich, the coach, than I've ever heard, because I think people generally don't go to that next level. But the one thing that strikes me here, unlike you think of these historic college coaches and they always coach the same way, the coaches that have survived for a long period of time and thrived and been as elite as he has been, is it a matter of the ability to coach whatever version of your team you have that year?
Yeah, and the interesting part, again, I think, is that they're doing all of the stuff that they did a few years ago with Parker and Ginobili and Duncan and all those guys, but more with the second unit. And in the first unit, they are playing to the strengths of their very best players. And that is why he's such a great coach. He's so unique. You know, he's been the standard bearer for our league for a long time. And, you know, he's obviously had great players, but for him to put those guys in these positions, and I said this when we were talking in the media, the most interesting part for me as a coach is watching when a team struggles for a week and then how they come back out of it. And you knew that his team would come back out and look out. And you know, and it's you and I talked a little bit about there are times to play teams and not. Yep. And, you know, right after they're struggling is not the time to play them.
You think he puts down stuff? He puts tape down for those hotel ballroom?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I'm guessing he doesn't. I'm guessing he doesn't get caught up in whether it's an exact you know, replica of the paint or not.
Maybe not. That's all the details. That's the head coach. Happy New Year.
You too.
Celtics and Spurs next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.